After years of pushing the deadline back, the Department of Homeland Security is rolling out its requirement for real IDs at airports, federal buildings, and military bases starting tomorrow.
There's a good chance you already have a real ID. It's a driver's license with a star in the upper right-hand corner. But if you don't, you need to get a plan in motion if you want to fly anywhere in the U.S.
Here to tell us what we need to know about real IDs is Tommy Winkler, administrator for the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles. Tommy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me.
We've been seeing for years, Tommy notices, okay, here's the deadline, and then, oh, there goes the deadline. It keeps getting bumped back. The deadline is actually tomorrow, right? It's happening.
Yes, it's finally here. So enforcement of the Real ID Act begins tomorrow, May 7th. And the good news for us here in Wisconsin, Wisconsin's Real ID ready. We have over 65% of the driver licenses and ID cards that are valid out there today in Wisconsin are Real ID compliant, which is fantastic. It's almost 3.2 million. So really good news. We have been issuing Real ID compliant driver license since January of 2013. So we've been doing this for over 12 years now, and we've given every Wisconsinite that opportunity to get that Real ID driver license or ID card at time of renewal or original issuance since then.
I will admit, Tommy, last time I renewed my driver's license, I thought my old one wasn't Real ID. It turns out it was. How can we look at our driver's license and see if it is Real ID or not?
Yeah, so if you pull out your driver license or ID card, take a look at the upper right-hand corner of that document, and you'll see a star. It's a black circle with a star in the middle of it. If you have that on your driver license or ID, you're Real ID compliant. You're good to go.
What situations are going to require the Real ID where that non-compliant driver's license isn't going to do?
Yeah. So beginning tomorrow, if the most common situation is if you're going to fly, if you're going to board a commercial aircraft to pass through the TSA security checkpoint, you're going to need to present a Real ID compliant form of identification. For many, that will be a Real ID driver license or identification card issued by your state. But we also remind folks that a valid U.S. passport or passport card is also an acceptable form of identification. So if you don't have a Real ID compliant deal or ID right now, but you have a valid passport or passport card, you're good to go as well. The other common scenarios would be entering a federal facility or entering a military base. Those are the other two times when you would be expected to present Real ID compliant identification.
And if I am not going to do any of those things, fly or go into these federal facilities, I can drive around freely without worrying if I don't have that Real ID, just a normal driver's license, right?
That is correct. Just a normal Wisconsin driver license is valid for driving a motor vehicle or presenting as form of identification in other scenarios at businesses and that. The Real ID requirements are at the federal level for flying or entering those federal facilities or military bases.
We're talking to Tommy Winkler from the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles about the Real ID requirement. Enforcement starts tomorrow. Tommy, if someone's out there thinking, yeah, I don't have the Real ID, I want one, what do they need to do to get it?
Yeah, the first thing they should do is visit our DMV website. Go to wisconsindmv.gov, and you'll see a link to information on the main page there for Real ID. The best thing to do is to start in our interactive driver license and ID card guide. What that is going to do is walk you through the documents that you need to bring with you when you're coming to get that Real ID. It's also going to allow that customer to start filling out the application ahead of time so the information is in our system. And then the best part of this process is customers will have the opportunity to make an appointment for service at a DMV service center. And that will provide the customer, when they arrive, expedited service. Think of it as a Disney Lightning Pass that'll bring you to the front of the line and get you in and out in a short period of time. So wisconsindmv.gov, and go through that interactive driver license guide to prepare your trip.
We've heard some reports, Tommy, from other states saying there's a little bit of a crunch, people seeing the deadline coming, rushing to get their Real ID. What are things like in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so we're definitely seeing increased customer volume in our 80 service centers throughout the state. But I am proud to say we're doing a fantastic job keeping our wait times at or below 20 minutes or less in most of our offices. We've got a great DMV team here in Wisconsin, and we've got team members reprioritized to help support operations in our field service centers last week and this week to handle the increased customer volume. And those efforts, along with us reminding customers all vehicle title and registration transactions. Those can be done online, by mail, or with a third party. So if you've got a vehicle transaction, you don't need to come see us at a service center right now. Take advantage of one of those other service opportunities. That's going to help us give excellent service to all our customers here in Wisconsin.
For people who don't drive, don't have a driver's license, what do they need to do to get a compliant Real ID identification form?
Yeah, so the process is really the same for an identification card as it is for a driver's license. The same documentation to provide proof of name and date of birth and legal presence, identity, two proofs of address, all of those document requirements are the same. The process would be the same as well. They would hopefully use that interactive guide, fill out the application ahead of time and make that appointment for service, and then we'll issue them that Real ID compliant identification card.
I know you're not in charge of the airports or TSA screenings, things like that. What is your understanding about what they're expecting as people start to show up at airports tomorrow with or without Real ID?
Yeah, that's a great. What we're hearing is what I think the rest of the Wisconsinites are hearing through the media, and that's that if you do not have a Real ID compliant form of identification and you're flying on or after tomorrow, May 7th, that you should plan to arrive plenty early at the airports and you should expect to have some additional screening and a longer time getting through security checkpoint and possibly not getting through that security checkpoint. So again, we're just encouraging folks, if you've got a valid passport or passport identification card, please, that is also acceptable, Real ID identification. Bring that with you. There is a list on the TSA website of other forms of identification that are acceptable for Real ID purposes. Would encourage folks to look at that. And again, if you need to get that Real ID with us, go to our website, prepare your visit, make that service appointment, and we'll help get that product for you as quickly as possible.
Tommy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Appreciate you having me.
That's Tommy Winkler, Administrator for the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles. We've been talking about what to get ready for as the Real ID requirement rolls out tomorrow. If you've been rushing to get that Real ID by tomorrow, tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.